Changing rooms are horrible. Everyone pretending not to look, but watching every move, waiting for someone to slip up. And Penny Pick-Me-Girl Dixon, she lives for it. This time, it's Sophie she's going for. She mutters, course Liam's all over her socials, look at her, practically begging for attention. I see red. I tell Penny to shut her mouth, tell her Sophie's my best mate, that she's kind, she's just trying to live her life. It doesn't mean that Liam gets to treat her like that. But Penny just laughs, tosses her hair and goes, oh, come off it, Maisie, Sophie's a bitch, end of. Everyone goes quiet, even me. And I want to shout at Penny again, proper scream in her face, but part of us freezes, because she's my mate too. And when she's in one of those moods, you don't cross her. Then I hear myself saying, too quick, too small. Maybe Sophie does post a lot though, maybe she knows what she's doing. And as soon as I say it, I hate myself for not having her back. For doubting her. For doubting me. Penny doesn't stop then. Starts going on about how hard it is for boys, all that pressure to be tough, to never back down. Says Liam's going to be a big football star and then Sophie will regret laughing at him. I almost think maybe Liam's just confused. I almost feel sorry for him. But why is it always us, lasses, who have to understand them? Soph comes in then. We're all staring at her. She knows we've been talking about her. I'm sure she does. She never says anything, but after PE, she doesn't wait for us and goes off on her own.